From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for the nightclub assault in Istanbul New Year's Day that left 39 dead, most of them foreigners, and wounded dozens. It said the attack was in retaliation for Turkey's presence in neighboring Syria. Turkish authorities searching for the lone gunman have arrested 8 suspects. Security analyst Metin Gürkan believes the attacker was careful in his preparations.
It was not planned as a sort of suicide mission. It was planned as an hit and run, mission. The attacker, right now he is on the run, and he planned his exit strategy, and with a network surely, he managed to escape from the attack zone. And the second characteristic, he was not an amateurish guy.
Deputy Prime Minister Numan Kurtulmus told reporters the authorities have obtained the fingerprints and basic description of the gunman and expressed confidence his identity will be established quickly.
Hangi planı yaparsanız yapın, Türkiye teröre karşı.
The Deputy Prime Minister also said Turkey is determined to pursue its cross-border operations in Syria aimed at Islamic State and Kurdish rebels so they no longer pose a threat to his country. A senior member of Libya's Government of National Accord has quit his post. Musa Alkoni, one of 9 members of the GNA's Presidential Council, said the UN-backed administration struggling to gain political control has failed to tackle its urgent problems. He said it stood powerless to take brave and bold decisions. It's hoped the nearly one-year-old GNA will prevail over the Islamic State, various militia groups, boost the country's oil production and reduce the refugee flow to Europe. But it has also been unable to secure the backing of Libya's eastern administration. This is VOA News. Syrian rebels Monday said they've decided to put on hold any talks about their participation in peace negotiations arranged by Russia and Turkey. They're demanding an end to violations of a 5-day-old ceasefire carried out by Damascus and its Iranian-backed allies. Those talks are planned later this month in Kazakhstan. The latest fighting centers around Wadi Barada Valley, which contains vital water supplies for Damascus. President-elect Donald Trump used his Twitter account again Monday to take aim at North Korea after its leader Kim Jong-un Sunday said Pyongyang is in the final stages of preparing a test of an intercontinental ballistic missile. Mr. Trump said it won't happen, a reference to any such missile reaching U.S. territory. Cedric Layton, an international risk assessment expert and former Air Force intelligence officer, was asked if this represents a shift in U.S. policy.
It's not really a shift in U.S. policy so much as a much more vigorous explanation of U.S. policy. U.S. policy has basically called for a denuclearized Korea, both North and South, and that it would basically result in a nuclear-free area in northeastern Asia.
The president-elect also criticized China, who he said benefits from what he called one-sided trade with the U.S., but not helping out with North Korea. At least 3 people were killed Monday following 2 huge suicide car bombings near Mogadishu International Airport in Somalia. The jihadist al-Shabaab insurgency claimed responsibility. One bomber drove a car into a checkpoint outside African Union headquarters. Another drove through towards the main Amazon base before coming under fire from peacekeepers. A 17-hour prison riot involving rival gangs erupted Sunday, lasting into Monday at a Brazilian jail near the Amazonas state capital of Manaus, leaving nearly 60 inmates dead. One prison official described the violence as a revenge killing. State Security Chief Sergio Fontes said what occurred was a large gang taking on a smaller gang to eliminate competition. Dozens of inmates escaped during the riot. Some were later recaptured. Brazil's prisons are often described as underfunded and overcrowded. The son of the leader of Equatorial Guinea went on trial in France Monday, accused of plundering his country to fund his opulent lifestyle. Defendant Teodoro Obiang, the African country's vice president, was absent. His lawyers are seeking a delay in the case. He faces up to 10 years in prison if convicted of corruption, embezzlement, and money laundering. He is denied the charges. India's top court ruled that candidates for public office cannot use religion or caste in search for votes, describing the practice as corrupt. The ruling comes ahead of elections in several states, including Uttar Pradesh. President Obama said Monday he'll deliver a farewell address next week, reflecting on the success during his 8 years in office. The speech from Chicago, January 10th. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.